This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Yeah, it's, in my opinion, it's got to be Christian McCaffrey. I know he was injured last season, and we didn't get to see the full Christian McCaffrey experience in that Joe Brady-led offense that I was just raving about. But when he did play, he was still exceptional. He just was banged up. That happens sometimes in the NFL. You're going to have seasons like that. I think that he's going to bounce back this season. He's still one of the best running backs in football, in my mind. Alvin Kamara is also an exceptional player, so I don't think it's just as easy as a decision as I made it sound. But I think when Christian McCaffrey is 100% healthy, he's the best running back in football right now. He's the best dual threat running back in football. Like, he is a wide receiver playing the running back position, and he's just exceptional at everything. So I think you have to give the nod to Christian McCaffrey.
Maybe it's just me wanting to get away from the Bucs stigma thing, but I'm going to go. I think Brian Burns is going to be one of the best pass rushers in the league. So I'm going to go. I'm going to take him first out of that group. I just think he's on that trajectory. There are not many people who can move like he can. I think that really matters. One more year to physically develop, and he's going to be an absolute star, I think. Then I'm thinking, okay, what do I want to compliment him? I just think Cam Jordan is still one of the best run defending edge defenders in the league. He gives me more versatility because he can also kick inside or play over a tackle, you know, eye to eye if you wanted him to. And so I'm going to go with Cam Jordan because of that. Shout out Shaq Barrett. He's an absolute stud, but that's how I viewed it in terms of putting together a team.
And I'm with John 100%. Brian Burns is the most underrated pass rusher in the NFL right now. Like, I feel like your average fan outside of Panthers fans has no idea who Brian Burns is. Like, they've never heard of him. They don't have any idea who he is. He's kind of like Minnesota Vikings pass rusher Danielle Hunter. Forever, he was just consistently like one of the five best pass rushers in football, and no one had any idea who he was. Brian Burns is kind of that guy right now in the NFL. He's had two fantastic seasons so far in his career, and he's just going to keep getting better. And the Panthers are actually doing some interesting stuff on defense. It should make their overall defense better, that I think is going to make him an even better player. And I love Shaq Barrett, but yeah, Cam Jordan, even though he's 32 years old, he is still just dominant, still super safe, super consistent. You know what you're going to get out of him each and every season. So it's hard for me to not want a guy like that on this team, because you have a guy in Brian Burns who's young, can be a legitimate superstar. And then you have Cam Jordan. You know, you never got to worry about Cam. He's always going to be awesome.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.